And we are thankful, that is, for the news update there on the half hour as we head into the final half hour. Down the home stretch, as we like to say, for another week of KSL Outdoors Radio. What an enjoyable day today.
No kidding.
To be at Ruby's Inn, Bryce Canyon National Park. Last week we were mentioning to our listeners that we were going to be down here, and I said, hey, come on down, stay with us. We'd love to see you, and I'll be darned if the Johnsons didn't take that opportunity to do that. Jeff and Jana, how are you guys?
Great.
Doing fantastic.
You said you've been to Bryce before, right?
Oh, yeah. Few times.
And you've eaten at the restaurant here at Ruby's, but have you ever stayed at Ruby's?
No, this is our first time actually staying in one of the lodges.
Yeah. So how's the experience been?
Wonderful.
You came down on Thursday, I think you said?
Yeah. We couldn't beat the price. I mean, geez.
Yeah. That's been our main message right now is the savings are incredible, and obviously the opportunity to see things in the park without all the crowds that you have to fight through. You guys been into the park, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
We went through yesterday.
We went over and all the way up to Sunset and Sunrise Point. And well, all the way along the rim. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Have trouble finding parking?
Oh, no.
No.
Good. Yeah. So how long has it been since you've been down to this part of the state?
This part, it's been probably 4 years, 5 years.
Good to be back.
Oh, yeah.
With all the news of the way it's been back home, and you guys are from Bountiful, if I remember right.
Correct.
Nice to kind of just turn all that off for a little while and start to recharge your spirit.
And breathe a lot of nice fresh air.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what I told him. I said, so when we got in the car and started coming down, I thought, wow, I'm actually starting to feel normal again.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Yeah.
And we've talked about that with just being able to get in the car and get away. What that'll do for you, and then when you get the opportunity to come out here and actually see some of the things that people travel from all over the world to see, you realize how lucky we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He was huffing and puffing a little bit because he was up at a higher level of elevation.
Yeah. That's one thing you have to remember. We don't usually get this opportunity, but we wanted to say hi and thank you for coming down. Apologize, I guess, if you've been a long-time listener. You've had to put up with a lot.
You mentioned the list was too long to bring it all up.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're glad you're having a great time, and we appreciate you coming by to see us.
Well, thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Let's go to the phones if we can. I think we've got Chris Worley on with us, the Dixie National Forest Powell District Ranger. Chris, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep, we've got you. And I'm sorry we had a little miscommunication, and you were actually calling in a half hour ago. And thanks for calling back. We appreciate it.
No problem.
We're going to talk camping in the Dixie National Forest area and ATVing. Any changes there that our listeners should anticipate or be aware of?
Nope. The district and the forest, for that matter, most of it is wide open. You know, you're talking about Ruby's Inn, and that's a great place to stay. If folks want to come down and do some trailer camping or tent camping, the whole district is available. There's one area, right behind Ruby's Inn that, has been loved to death, and that's closed right now while we rehab it and kind of get it ready so people can come back there. But, most of the district is wide open. We have two campgrounds, one in Red Canyon, that's on Highway 12, about 10, 15 miles before you get to Ruby's in the park. That's a first-come, first-serve only spot. And then if you're coming up, you get up to the top of Red Canyon and you're out on the flats there, there's a sign you can turn and go to Tropic Reservoir. We have a campground there called Kings Creek. Half of those sites you can actually reserve, so if somebody wanted to call ahead or go online, they can do that. They can do that at a place called rec.gov, REC.gov, and look for Kings Creek Campground, and they can reserve a site there, or half of them are also first come, first serve. All roads are open.
Are those all primitive?
No, those all have they all have facilities. They have water. They both have I believe they both have dump stations. They have the one in Red Canyon has a shower. The one at Kings Creek, they do have toilets. And the one at Kings Creek is probably, I don't know, maybe a 5 or 10 minute, maybe 15 minute drive to the mouth of the park in Ruby's.
Yeah. And there's ATVing right out of those campgrounds, aren't there?
Yes. Well, out of Kings Creek there is. All the roads are open to motorized vehicles. There's some trails that are designed for ATVs 50 inches or less. There's a couple of those, but most of them are open for UTVs, ATVs, Jeeps. You can get a passenger car all the way to Kings Creek Campground. You can get a passenger car to Red Canyon. It's right off the Highway 12. There's over 300 miles of roads for ATV just on the Powell District. You can go all the way down to the end of the Ponsagant Plateau. You can get, well, there's still some snow up on Mount Dutton, but you can get all the way up to Mount Dutton for the most part and everywhere in between.
When, how many years ago was it we did our border to border?
Oh, 4 or 5 years ago.
It might have been longer than that.
We traveled that whole top up there.
Yeah.
Mount Dutton, is it?
I wouldn't be able to tell you which trails we were on, but I can tell you that the views are amazing coming through this part of the state.
And we did it in the fall, and all the leaves were changing. It was just fantastic.
And we can't emphasize enough that if you've just stayed on the paved road to see this part of the state, you haven't seen it.
Right.
What you can see from the road and what you can see from some of these trails are like two totally different worlds.
Don't attempt it in the rain. It's like glue out there.
Yeah.
But the rest of the time, most of the roads are pretty well graded and pretty well maintained.
I mean, you'd agree with that, Chris, wouldn't you, that you really have to get off the beaten path?
Yeah, definitely. There's like I said, the road down to Tropic Reservoir and the Kings Creek Campground, we just had our grader go over that, and so that's improved. It might be a little bit dusty. We've been receiving a lot of traffic on it, so you get a lot of people on a dirt road and it kicks up the dust, but you get down there and you get off the road a little bit. It's great. You know, if you want to come down and actually kind of get away from it a little bit and get away from the developed camping, you want to go do a little bit of car camping back in. We can, accommodate all the dispersed camping. Now dispersed camping is where you just kind of drive out there and find a spot that's nice and you pitch a tent or pull your RV into it or trailer, and you're off the beaten path and you're away from the crowd. The only thing we ask is that you tread lightly, leave no trace, pack it in, pack it out. But, regulations allow you to go up to 150 feet off of the road to camp. We ask, to be respectful of other people. Don't camp on top of somebody else and maintain, a little bit of a decorum out there.
Yeah.
Haven't had any problems, but you get out there. Currently, there is no fire restrictions on the Powell District, so you can have a campfire. Just be careful. Make sure it's put out every morning before you leave camp. Great place to come visit.
Really,
if you want to try out ATVs, I believe, you can check with Lance, but I believe Ruby's rents them.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to get into that in our next segment with Lance about the bicycles, the ATVs, and all the other toys they have here just waiting for you. Tell people how inexpensive it is to stay in one of these campgrounds.
Yeah, so for a night for a campground, we have a concessionaire running it, and I didn't double check what the prices were, but online I think it's $20 a night, maybe $25. Pull in, you can hook up. Some of them have hookups. They don't have electricity, so if you're bringing a trailer, you'd need a generator, but they do have water available. We also have, here's a special treat. We have two old guard stations from the early part of the 1900s, one called Podunk and one called Jones Corral. You can rent those as well on rec.gov for $30 a night.
And stay there.
And stay in a guard station, yeah.
An
old rustic guard station with a wood-burning stove in it.
So when I say, look, we're just wanting to get away, we're going to go stay in Podunk, Utah.
Yeah.
We're going to go stay in Podunk, Utah. There's an actual place called Podunk.
It's on the map.
Yeah. And there it is. Russell's doing his map quest here. All right, Chris, we sure appreciate your time. Again, give us that website if they want to make reservations again.
It's called rec.gov, R-E-C.gov.
Rec.gov, and then they're looking for which specific campgrounds?
Kings Creek Campground or the Podunk Guard Station. Or you couldn't get to Jones Corral right now. There's still too much snow up there, but later in the year if somebody wants to. But they book up fairly fast, so.
Yeah. Well, we sure appreciate
Red Canyon. The Red Canyon Campground is first come, first serve.
Got it. All right. We sure appreciate all you do day in and day out, you and the rest of the Rangers out there. Hopefully our listeners will come down and do a little social distancing the right way. And
well,
get away.
Go ahead. I was going to say we welcome you to come down. I do want to mention that the campgrounds currently are not open. They will open this Friday.
Got it.
Before Memorial Day.
All right, good to know. Nice. Chris, thanks for your time.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, we've got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll finish out the program this week. Hate to do it. Kind of feel like we're just getting started. Well, Tawn and Maria want to do the Greenhouse Show today.
Tell them to go get breakfast.
We'll do that after we get off the air. We'll come back and finish out the program. Live from Ruby's Inn. Again, go to rubysinn.com. You're going to find deals you haven't found since the 90s. Right now, in the thick of a beautiful time to be at Bryce Canyon National Park. The number, 1-800-468-8660. Back with our final segment next.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Final couple of minutes for KSL Outdoors Radio for another week. Tim Hughes, Russ Smith from Sky Call. We just had another family come up.
That's amazing, huh?
From Syracuse.
Yeah.
Letting us know that they heard us talking about being down here. So it was a family, fairly large family, with kids of their own, but they also brought Grandma and Grandpa with them and have been enjoying Ruby's Inn here and Bryce Canyon National Park. So thanks to our listeners for doing that. We didn't know when we threw it out there that people would actually take us up on the idea.
We didn't even know anybody was listening, you know?
We're always surprised to find out people.
Like, you know, we got listeners all over the country. You know, we've got James in Texas we didn't hear from today.
Yeah.
But and people all over, people listen online, so we appreciate that.
Lance Syrett is back with me. As we sit here, one of the things you'll get to do, there's across from where we're sitting in front of the fireplace, there's an adventure center there where you can book horseback rides and wagon rides. The rodeo, I know, is put on hold, I think, Lance, for now.
Yeah, for a little bit, and so is our cowboy dinner show. But the activities, the ATV rides, the horseback rides, our mountain bike rentals, those are all there. And, you know, we've got this world-class bike path here. It's only been here a couple.
All right, I guess we had a little hiccup.
It's the last time we do live radio, huh?
We had a little hiccup in our connection there. I don't want to waste any time here, but I'm afraid that maybe our listeners missed, Lance, you telling about all the things you've got. We were talking about the mountain bike trail, which is called?
The Canyon to Canyon Bike Path. If you Google that, that'll show up. There's the Thunder Mountain Trail, which is that's the unpaved one. That's the mountain bike trail, but world-class, better than anything in Moab. You know,
look at him throwing it down.
Throwing shade. Horseback tours. We've got those open ATV tours. We've got a lot going on right now.
The horseback tour takes you where?
To the rim of Bryce Canyon, and we also go into Red Canyon. So if you want to see Bryce, you can see it from the horses, or you can see Red Canyon.
Nice.
It's very cool.
All right, in the minute or so we've got left, there's not going to be another opportunity like this.
No.
We've said it over and over for the past couple of hours, but at these prices, this time of year,
cheap
with the
rates.
Park open.
Yeah, absolutely. $69.95 plus tax. You get breakfast at that. Bring the family, bring the whole crew, and we'll treat you good. Clean rooms, you know, the technology to clean hotel rooms, you know, if there's a silver lining, rooms are cleaner than they've ever been. You know, it's a safe stay, a safe place to be.
Yeah. And no better spot to call Ground Zero or camp when you're going
to
go into Bryce Canyon National Park. Russ, if people want a sat phone.
Give us a call, 801-450-8317. And, you know, we are a Garmin dealer, and there are some great discounts both from Garmin and from me right now. Okay. So call me with what you want, and I'll get you a price.
We like to say we were social distancing before social distancing was cool.
Yeah.
And that's what Ruby's
cool.
is all about.
It
is. We've concentrated enough on our physical health. Let's work on our mental health. Get down here and have a good time. Lance, it's fantastic to see you.
And you as well.
It's rubysinn.com or call 1-800-468-8660. Thanks also to Gene Seiler for helping us set up all these interviews this morning. We've had a fantastic day. Russ, we'll see you next week.
Yes.